Notice the next verse. Now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. That is, they're sons of the devil, friends. They knew not the Lord. They were not saved. And here they were, sons of the high priest, hanging around the tabernacle and ministering there. Did you know that a great many folk today, and I want to be very careful in saying this, they say, oh, I want to send my son to a Christian school. A man said to me some time ago, well, I sent my son to this school. I felt very comfortable about it. I was perfectly satisfied. I felt he was in a good place. Well, thank God for the Christian school. But you see, he quit praying for him. That boy was probably in the most dangerous place he could be in, because there's grave danger there. There are those that say, well, you know, I go to a certain church, and this is such a wonderful place. My friend, that's where the devil goes, to those wonderful places. You remember, we said he was in the upper room. He was there. And that was the most dangerous place in Jerusalem that evening, was in the upper room, because that's where the devil was. And so we need to remember that the boy that goes away, or the person that goes to a certain church, they still need prayer. They may be in a dangerous place. Now, this little boy, Samuel, is in a dangerous place, and his mama's going to continue to pray for him. You may be sure of that. Now, will you notice what happens here? And I'm not going to read this. It is rather tedious, because actually what the sons of Eli were doing, the people would bring their sacrifices. And these sons of Eli would take the sacrifice, and instead of offering it to God as they should have, they were keeping it. And they were keeping back the best for themselves and were not offering this to the Lord. In other words, they were running a religious racket, by the way. And this is one of the first religious rackets. This is what they were doing. They were totally dishonest in the Lord's work. Now, will you notice, we find that not only did they do that, verse 17, wherefore the sin of the young man was very great before the Lord, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord. And that caused a great many people to turn from God. They saw what was happening there at the tabernacle. And you know, today, friends, we need to be very careful about our lives and about what's happening in our churches today. We need to be very careful. This idea today of shutting our eyes to sin in the church and covering up, don't you know that that's one of the protests that many of these young people are making today? I've had the privilege recently of seeing actually over 100 of them turn to Christ. And I've talked with them, and I've seen them in action. And many of these young people disturb me. They're against the organized church. And they speak of the hypocrisy that's in it. That's what happened in that day. It happens today. Or as these young folks say to me, one young man said, Dr. McGee, this turns me off as far as the church is concerned. I haven't any answer, I'm sorry, to that type of thing. Now will you notice, not only that, but notice this little fellow, Samuel, is growing under this influence. Notice what is happening here now. But Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child girded with a linen ephod. Moreover, his mother made him a little coat and brought it to him from year to year when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. And you know, this is one of the tenderest, loveliest things that is said. Hannah loved this little boy, Samuel. It's her boy, you know. But she promised the Lord. She says, I'm going to give him to the Lord. And she keeps her word. But all during the year, she's making this little coat for him. And she gives it to him. May I say to you, there's nothing quite as tender and as loving as this type of thing. I think one of the greatest joys that Ms. McGee and I have had is in going about and picking out clothes, a little suit or a little something or other for our grandson. There's just nothing that is as satisfying as that. My heart goes out to Hannah as we see her here. Now, will you notice that Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife and said, the Lord give thee seed of this woman for the loan which is lent to the Lord, And you know, God was good to Hannah. She conceived and bare 3 sons and 2 daughters. She had 5 other children, for she had that little boy that she never forgot during the year. She made him every year a little coat. And the child Samuel grew before the Lord. Now, in spite of this bad environment, Samuel grew before the Lord.